OpenSUSE Conference 2011 in Nuremberg. I'm sitting here with Greg Crowe Hartmann. He's a Linux kernel developer and employee at SUSE. And we will talk a little bit about Tumbleweed. So maybe you can explain in a few words what is OpenSUSE Tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed is a rolling distribution that constantly gets updated with the latest stable packages. So much like other distributions are, Debian is that way, Gentoo, Arch is like that. They have a constant rolling update. When a package is released as stable, it gets added and you get updated. You don't necessarily have to wait for the next release to come out to get everything updated to the latest stuff.
So I can take a release. There are still OpenSUSE releases, right?
Yes.
I can take a release and then update it just normal ways.
Yes, so you add, it actually builds upon the normal release system. So we take the latest release for OpenSUSE right now is 11.4, and you add the Tumbleweed repository, and that builds on top of it. It adds packages that already are packages, of course, are not. The distribution is very large, but a number of them are, like LibreOffice, we're at the latest version, the latest version of the kernel, it's stable, latest version of Samba is stable. That is newer than what was in the OpenSUSE 11.4 release.
And KDE?
KDE, actually, yes.
For GNOME?
We haven't moved to GNOME 3 yet. There's a separate repository if you want to test it out. We're still testing it as is. We're hoping that when GNOME 3.2 comes out, we'll push into Tumbleweed.
But it's the stable versions. So there is also an unstable version from OpenSUSE, but it's not the unstable one. So if I use Debian, for instance, if I want to get the new stuff, I need to move to the unstable part.
Yes.
But with OpenSUSE, it's not so. So
well, it's
so there is a factory version. It's called.
Yes.
But you build on top of the factory. You build on top of the stable.
Correct. So I mean, Debian even has a devel, which is even newer than unstable, right? So that would be equivalent to factory here. That's where the latest. All the developers are doing all their latest work. When something in there is deemed done, acceptable, then I'll pull in Tumbleweed. KDE is an example of that. We're not at the latest bleeding edge of KDE. We're back, I think, at 4.6 right now. Well, in factory, it's 4.7. So things like that.
Mm-hmm. And when will it switch? When the devil team thinks it's right?
I rely on the developers that are doing the work to say, hey, it's done now. That's their judgment call is when it's stable for me to push it in. So they have asked me to wait till KDE 4.7.1 comes out. It fixes a number of little problems. Mm-hmm.
So, is it a new release? Or you said the rolling release distribution is a new distribution. What is Tumbleweed?
So OpenSUSE has the ability to add different repositories to its system that you'll pull packages from. That's all it is. It's you take the stable, or you take the OpenSUSE 11.4 release, you add one repository, and then you update your system. And then you can update your system every week to get the latest packages that are in there. That's it. So it constantly gets an update when every week when you need it. You still get the normal security updates from the OpenSUSE security team that comes in through the security maintenance channel. Actually, the Firefox update's been coming through the main OpenSUSE update channel these days, so you still get the latest Firefox through that. That doesn't come through Tumbleweed, but it just constantly moves along. It's not the idea of you have to wait 8 months to get the new version of everything. You can see the newest version today. For example, we're using the 3.0 kernel in Tumbleweed today. OpenSUSE was at 2.37, I think.
Mm-hmm. So it's integrated in all tools. It's in Yest. I can use Zipper to update.
Yes, actually, Zipper's easiest. Type Zipper dupe, and that's it. That's
okay.
Two words, and that updates everything.
Which users do you think should switch to Tumbleweed, and maybe which users should stay with the normal release?
Users that want to use newer packages that rely on it. A number of people over the years with OpenSUSE have added different development projects to their tree or to their machines because they want the latest version of the kernel or they want the latest something else. Those people. If you want the latest bleeding edge stable bleeding edge, then use that. Especially for the kernel, sometimes you have new hardware that isn't supported on the last release, because we have 8 months between the release. That's a perfect example to use it for. I know some companies that actually use the Tumbleweed kernel for their systems because of that reason.
Mm-hmm. Which users should not move?
Users that are not familiar with, if there's a problem, how to get back to the last working state. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't recommend it for somebody who's new to Linux, who's never used OpenSUSE, the tools like Zipper and Yast. I would not recommend it. Mm-hmm. Get familiar with how OpenSUSE works, and become proficient with that before you move to this.
Mm-hmm. So you started the Tumbleweed project. Why did you do that? Was it why users requested such things, or?
No, just me as a developer and a user of OpenSUSE. A number of us had talked about doing something like this for a number of years now because we wanted the latest stuff for our own machines. This was me scratching that itch because I wanted this for my systems that I rely on every day. I wanted the easy way to get the latest kernel, an easy way to get the latest development tools all the time. So I did this for me. Turns out with the OpenSUSE build system, it's very, very easy to do this kind of thing. It's a very powerful tool, the OpenSUSE build system. So it required very little work in the end to do this. We have some scripts we run every couple of days to check the latest versions of the packages, see if they're acceptable. It checks it into the proper repositories. The OpenSUSE build system handles all the build for us, and then you get the update in a day.
And that's it.
That's it. It's actually very little time. It's me and then one of the other kernel developers in the SUSE Labs has helped me out with some of the scripts, and people send me ideas of what packages to add. All the packages that I rely on are in there that I want to see. I rely on everybody else to say, hey, I use this. Can you add that? Sure. Just let me know.
Okay. So they are not forced to do it on their own. So as I said, there are lots of repositories. There are home user repositories also. When I search on the website, there are lots of packages, but not all of them are in Tumbleweed. But if you get a request,
I'll add them. Yeah, the only requirement is that it's already in factory. So it has to be in the OpenSUSE factory. It has to be building successfully there for me to be out of Tumbleweed. That takes care of the legal issues around different packages. It takes care of the developer issues, and it works out. We're not circumventing the developer who owns those packages in any way. Mm-hmm. I'm relying on their judgment for that.
Do you think that this will be the only release model, or there will be always the stable releases from OpenSUSE? Maybe it will switch some days.
I don't know if we'll ever switch. We are building on top of the stable versions. I rely on that stable version to be there. Because the stable version is there, when I mess up, which I have in the past, it's easy for me to remove packages, and you instantly get reverted back to a known stable working state, which is a very powerful way to, if you mess something up yourself, you can just remove the Tumbleweed repository and update. And
again, you're back to normal.
Back to a normal working system. So it's a very powerful thing to build upon, and a very good safety net that people, I've actually relied on it myself for some things, and it's turned out that we still rely on that. We need those releases because, again, this isn't for everybody, but it does fit a need for a number of different users out there. There's a model for everybody here.
If something breaks and goes wrong, who I should contact? Is there a forum or a mailing list for Tumbleweed?
There is a forum. There's a Tumbleweed forum. There's a lot of people on there. I'm also on there. The mailing list is just a normal OpenSUSE factory mailing list. You can just email that, or you can just email me directly. It's very easy that way. Or you can file a bug in Bugzilla against the packages, and it works out that way. Because if there's a problem, the developers of those packages want to know as soon as possible, because those are already checked into factory, so they're going to be in the next stable release. They want to know that as soon as possible. So in a way, we're helping out to know the stability of our next stable release with Tumbleweed. Mm-hmm. We've got a much wider testing of the 3.0 kernel, and it's helped us out as developers as well, so, which is very nice.
What do you think is the difference now between the OpenSUSE Tumbleweed and Gentoo Arc Linux rolling release?
They're a different thing. Gentoo and Arch rolling are very nice. I am still a Gentoo developer. I've been a Gentoo developer for years, and that works really well. It doesn't have the ability Gentoo doesn't have the ability to easily roll back to a known stable state, which is fine. It works out that way. You can get it back if you really need to. This is just a kind of intermediary between the two. You're building on a stable base and adding a few more packages. So it's a different development model. I don't know Arch and Gentoo even have stable releases anymore because they don't need them. And you just need an install disk and you go. So it's a different model than that. But yet, I was accused the other day of bringing Gentoo to OpenSUSE, and I will admit that, yes, I like that model. So it works out that way. So I'm just trying to pick the good pieces because it is a model that works well. The fun thing is, like, large companies like NASDAQ run on Gentoo. They run the whole E-Trade runs on Gentoo. So Gentoo is a model that works for a number of companies and a number of business models very, very well. So why can't it also work for us?
Mm-hmm. But other companies are relying on Red Hat Enterprise Linux with release cycles of, I don't know, tens of years.
They are. companies are. And we have SLES with release cycles of the same time, of 7 years of support. And for some business models, that works out really well. Some business models, it doesn't work. So it's not a one business model fits all. We want to be able to provide that opportunity for others. There's companies that use OpenSUSE and rely on OpenSUSE, and some of those companies have started enabling Tumbleweed for some of their users because it fits a need that they had. They had hardware that wasn't supported. They added it, and it worked. I was very pleasantly surprised.
Okay. Do you have statistics? How many users are using the normal version, and how many are using or switched already to Tumbleweed?
No, we don't have statistics on our download server for the OpenSUSE and Tumbleweed. We have them; they're aggregated under the larger OpenSUSE project. We haven't broken them out, so I don't have any idea what they are.
And an idea how many people use?
I travel to a lot of conferences. Every place I go, I see a lot of OpenSUSE users. And every place I have seen people that are using OpenSUSE Tumbleweed, so on their machines. So I've been everywhere I've go, I've seen it. So I know there's an install. There are users out there. I don't know how many. Mm-hmm.
So there was a need, and now it's working.
Yeah.
And okay, thanks a lot, Greg. Hopefully, we will see a lot of more releases of OpenSUSE and Tumbleweed will get in the line and used by many people.
I hope so.
Yeah. Great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Das war eine Sendung von Radio Tux, herausgegeben im Jahr 2011 unter Creative Commons by Non-Commercial Sharealike.de. Lieder sind eventuell anders lizenziert. Mehr Infos auf radiotux.de. Unterstützt von Tarent.
Fairtrade Software.